So let's look at the top advisors that were part of this process that I'm going to share with you. The criteria that I had was that they all needed to be doing at least $2 million. I knew them all well enough to know that another important criteria was that they built their business from scratch, that they weren't given anything, that they weren't part of a huge team in which they inherited a book of business, that they built their business just the way most financial advisors have from scratch. Also, that they had a clean compliance record, and that they were the kind of people that I felt were great role models for other advisors to aspire to. I narrowed it down to 15, based on that criteria, 15 top advisors that I had worked with, that I'd known, that I've known of, that I felt met the criteria and would be good subjects for this training that I'm providing. Interestingly, they came from diverse backgrounds. There were men and women. There were Caucasians, African Americans, Asian Americans. And their age range was from 39 to 64, so there was a wide age range. Also interestingly, their locations were throughout the country. It wasn't in the huge population centers in all cases. Many were from the Southeast United States. Some were in the Pacific area, specifically California, Colorado, the Midwestern areas, and the Northeast. So they were spread around the country, and many were in large population areas, but some, frankly, were not. I developed 40 questions, and I'm confident that those 40 questions would be the questions that you would want to ask if you had the opportunity to sit down and visit with these top advisors. I asked those questions on your behalf. It was typically a two-hour interview, and the top advisors were very free with their information. They didn't pull any punches. They were honest with me, and they answered my questions very directly. And so I was able to really accumulate, not only from the interviews, but from having worked with them, a great profile and great information that we're going to base this training on. Again, just for your information, the average age was 50, 52. The length of service in the industry was 26 years. Most of them were with the same firm they started with, some exceptions to that. In most cases, it was their first job. In some cases, it was their second. But typically, they started into the business fairly young. The average production a business generated was $5 million. The range was from $2 million on the lower end to $15 million on the higher end. I frankly took the $15 million number out so that averages wouldn't be skewed. So for that range, it was about $5 million. They all were vertical teams, meaning that the top advisor was the senior partner. Other members of the team may have had a production number, but it was a much smaller percentage than the senior member. The senior member, the top advisor, the teams are built around them. Their average assets were $1 billion. On the lower end, it was $500 million. On the highest end, it was $4 billion in assets. And their velocity rate was about 50 basis points. And that was a little bit on the low side, but frankly, in some cases, they had some concentrated positions of stocks, and that skewed the average a little bit in terms of the velocity rate. Interestingly, the average number of clients they had was 80, although on the low end, one of the advisors only worked with 10 relationships directly, and on the higher end, it was in the 200 client relationship range, but the average was 80. Their minimum in terms of new accounts accepted on average was $1 million, although there was some flexibility with that. Some had a minimum as low as $500,000, and frankly, some had a minimum as high as $10 million. But on average, it was $1 million. Very importantly, the amount of average new assets that they brought in over, say, the last 5 years was about $50 million of new assets a year. Kind of on the lower end, it was $25 million, and one of the advisors actually brought in $400 million in the last 12 months.